Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The 12:30 from Croydon, written by Freeman Wills Crofts, with an introduction by Martin Edwards, read by Gordon Griffin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26 2JT. Introduction. The 12:30 from Croydon is a pleasingly crafted novel about murder and its detection, which illustrates the evolving nature of crime fiction during the golden age of murder between the wars. Here, one of the most admired authors of traditional detective stories changed direction to focus in detail on the behaviour and psychology of a ruthless murderer before pitting him against the doughty Inspector Joseph French of Scotland Yard. First, a word about the book's title. Some modern readers, especially those who know that Crofts was a railway engineer before he became a novelist, and that trains often feature in his books, may assume that it refers to a rail journey, like Agatha Christie's Miss Marple novel 450 from Paddington. In fact, the title refers to a trip by aeroplane. A small family group from Yorkshire flies from Croydon to Beauvais. But by the time the plane lands, Andrew Crowther, a wealthy manufacturer, is already dead. The action promptly flashes back 4 weeks, and the setting switches to Yorkshire. We are introduced to Crowther's nephew, Charles Swinburne, who is facing ruin because of the slump. It is sometimes said that Golden Age novels ignored the harsh realities of life in the 30s. But although the book certainly offered readers the chance of escapism, the truth is that the economic calamities of the time often acted as the catalyst for fictional crime, with financial disaster driving ordinary men and women to the drastic remedy of murder. So it is with Charles Swinburne, whose need for money is more urgent by the mercenary nature of Una Mellor, the woman he adores. The solution to his difficulties seems to stare him in the face. How strange it was, Charles ruminated, that the useless and obstructive so often live on, while the valuable and progressive die early. Here was Andrew Crowther, a man whose existence was a misery to him and a nuisance to all around him. Why should he be spared, and others who were doing a great work in the world be cut off in their prime? It didn't somehow seem right. For the sake of himself and everyone else, it would be better if Andrew were to die.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?